This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Look, President Trump has come out in just the last 24 hours and released the documents proving communist China manipulated the election, but still Trump won. So they said Trump had to go with no evidence of Russian collusion. They had the evidence of Chinese collusion. My God, China brags on their newspapers they're trying to put Joe Biden in. Pelosi said that China wants Biden. So they're not even hiding any of this. So I get people are like, he's a communist Chinese agent. They stole the election. It's illegitimate. The military's on our side. What's going on? The military takes orders from the globalists. And so Trump knows he's isolated. He's surrounded. He tried to have a big peaceful rally. Tried to get the Senate to have a 10-day hearing to show the fraud. He's never been able to show it. We have the evidence. And then they had boogaloos and others, Antifa, raid the Capitol. A few Q people went in to be the useful idiots. And then now they demonize us. And Trump lost his support in D.C. So Trump's isolated. I'm not going to give you false hope, folks. I'm never going to lie to you. And it is my educated opinion that it's over for Trump and that we have to admit how much trouble America's in and that Biden's going to cut our energy off and so much more. And we'll talk about that, but I want to go back to your phone calls. But this thing about Fox News and CNN, oh, the FBI is visiting the National Guard and the Army. They can't be trusted. They're with Trump. They're planning something. Well, that's all Operation Trust type stuff where they put out to the guys, oh, you're in a secret Q group. And now they can find it in your email and arrest you to act like, see, no one's trusted. That's how this works, folks. But I'll guarantee you there's not some secret military operation to save the country. That's not true. At the top, it's rotten. And you're going to see that. You're going to witness that, in my opinion. So don't be part of any violence, be part of any secret group. Don't be set up, folks. Live to fight the info war another day. Houston in Delaware, thanks for holding. I really appreciate it. Go ahead.
Mr. Jones, thank you for taking my call. You sound a little stressed today, so I wanted to bring you some comfort and remind you that they don't make taser bracelets and shock collars that'll fit us gorillas.
That's right.
I'm a prior service in Marine Corps. I was at the Capitol on the 6th. We actually didn't get to, me, my wife and I were there, we didn't get to hear the end of President's speech because around the same time that the violence broke out or was about to break out, my wife turned to me and we saw an individual in black block, trench coat, and ironically enough, we didn't notice his outfit so much as we noticed an odor as he walked by, which caused me and my wife to both glance at him and see a firearm, not in a holster, and we both conceal carry, we're legal. It was just tucked in a pocket, hanging out of his pocket, and both me and my wife shared a look, and we immediately left the speech, started heading back to our vehicle, noticed the violence, and left. So if anything to be an echo of what's been said, there's without a doubt the patriots that were there peaceful, and we've been lied to about it. But I was reading in the Bible, 2 Timothy 3, I won't read the whole thing to you, just about how people are going to be in the end times. And if it doesn't describe the delusion that's in the minds of folks today, how you cannot see the truth. And I want to thank you, your whole team, Mr. Schroyer, Mr. Smith, for spreading that truth. I've really only recently become politically awake, active, seeing what's going on.
Well, Houston, I'm going to come back to you. I'm going to go to break because I know the Bible passage you're about to read. I want people to hear this when we come back, brother. So don't hang up, Houston, Delaware. And then Jason Jones is coming on, but he's a great guy. He'll be happy to take your phone calls. We'll do one more segment of calls, and then we'll have Jason Jones on, and we'll take calls. We'll take a little bit of Salente's time and continue. And again, I'm not a fake. I'm not one of these calculating psychos. So I do blow up. I do get mad. I try to control myself, and I'm bad on the crew that they put up with me. I'm just really pissed off because, I mean, this is so real, people. But we just, listen, you don't hurt the globalists going and attacking the Capitol. I know you know that, or shooting a cop. You all know that. And believe me, all the Rothschilds and Rockefellers and the Bill Gateses are in bunkers right now. And they want to sit back and manipulate us. And that's what I hate, is watching these guys think they're smarter than us when they're not really smarter than us. They're just evil. The average person doesn't think like them, and so that's why they're able to do this. I saw a lot of videos of Patriots trying to stop Antifa breaking in, but it didn't work. The globalists hired a bunch of thugs and sent them in there under FBI control. under Southern Poverty Law Center and ADL control. That's what we're facing. Get right with God. We'll be back in 60 seconds. I want to warn all patriots in the United States and across the world that are listening to my voice. I'm Alex Jones. I've been in this fight 27 years, and I've studied every angle of their operations. And I'm here to tell you as clear as day, they have organizations on message boards and other groups posing as patriot leaders and posing as President Trump, anonymously telling you to have armed marches in all 50 states coming up on the 20th and before that. You are being set up. I was there in D.C. with a million peaceful people, and I watched Antifa and other leftist groups pose as our people and set us up. Thank God the patriots did not engage in the rioting, so only a few people did it, so the thing was a misfire. It was a dud. But the left is hungry to declare all Trump supporters terrorists, and they're planning terrorist attacks and mass shootings on the 20th to blame the American people. Do not be part of it. We are peaceful. We are not violent.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
We have reporters on the ground in D.C. Again, I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're taking your phone calls. I really appreciate everybody holding. We have the left caught red-handed staging the attacks with Antifa and with the Boogaloo Boys. They don't even try to hide it now. They're even taking credit for it because they know the media will lie for them. It's so sick. It's like watching Al-Qaeda stage chemical attacks in Syria and shoot videos bragging because they wanted to get funding from their Islamic groups, but then our media would say that Assad did it. It's not that Assad's a good guy. It's just that it's not true what we were being told. And it's the same story over and over again. This is the takedown of America. I mean, Biden says he's opening the borders for the caravans. He's cutting the gas industry, the oil industry off. He's not just going to shut down the coal power plants. I mean, folks, 60% of our power comes from coal, the rest from oil and gas. We're done. The lights are going off. They're going to downsize you into a coffin-sized apartment. This is so brutal what they're doing, man. But the media won't tell you. All right, let's go back to Houston and Delaware, then I'll go to Christian and others. Houston, you were going to read a Bible passage about the Antichrist, the end times. Go ahead and read it to us.
Yes, sir. We got 2 Timothy 3. But realize this, that in the last days, difficult times will come, for people will be lovers of self, lovers of money, boastful, arrogant, slanderers, disobedient to parents, ungrateful, unholy, unloving, irreconcilable, malicious gossips without self-control, brutal, haters of good, treacherous, reckless, conceited, lovers of pleasure. I don't want to read the whole thing. We go on. Always learning and never able to come to the truth, verse 7 says. I just see the delusion that folks have about what's going on and how the truth is being hidden to us. It's again, why I want to thank you and everyone at InfoWars. And I had a question for you today. If you got time, I want to respectfully. I know we got
sure, brother. Go ahead.
But, I was reading through the strategic relocation, not the plug, but wonderful read, and me and my wife are fortunate enough, blessed, to have family in a red state who have some, we have some land, a place that our family can retreat to and sustain themselves. And my question to you is, coming from a blue state in a populated area, we got 1,000 people per square mile easy here, is the time to go here? You know, we continue to quest for those who.
Oh, 100% is you know, downsize your life and have cultural goodness with God. It's worth everything not to be part of the system. You must flee blue states and blue cities. They are designed to totally collapse and bring down the entire United States. God bless you, brother. I mean, if I could leave the infrastructure that I have here in Austin, I would leave here immediately. And it's in an okay area of Texas, but it's still all doomed. It's all doomed. This will collapse later. They're meant to hurt everybody here first, but that's how it's working. Thank you so much. Christian in Idaho. Christian, you're on the air. Thanks for calling.
Hello, Alex. Thank you. Yeah, I'm Christian, former Marine, 0311. You know, I really hope that the people understand that this has been planned for a long time. In 1998, I was part of a training op in the Bay Area called Operation Urban Warrior, where they were trying to train the military to do these martial law lockdowns. and take care of the citizens that way. So these are things that need to be understood, you know, and there was a lot of the same movements happening in D.C. when I was there that I was able to identify, you know, and I got, I got attached with Matt Bracken and Phil the Seal that whole day. And we were noticing all the exact same things happening. And it's something we need to be careful for because it's here. It is absolutely here now. You know,
I was actually at Operation Urban Warrior.
That was the first time I ever heard of you. We were on the roof at Oak Knoll Hospital, and we were watching you through a spotter scope. Like, you were on the Berkeley Hill or the Oakland Hill, and some cops were harassing you, and that was the first time I ever learned about you.
Well, I knew from Marines that blew the whistle that it was a takeover U.S. cities gun confiscation drill, and then they basically admitted that on the video.
Yeah, and that's exactly what it was. And at that time, they were utilizing robots that they are releasing now. I have photos from old disposable cameras of the robot systems that they're releasing to the public now in operation. You know?
It's all in my film, Police State 2000. And as soon as I bring up the robots, the colonel flips out and goes, "You got to get out of here, Jones," because at first they let me in. And then they totally flipped out. Some liaison officer ran over named Jones. He wasn't in the military anymore. He was like, "You got to get out of here, Jones." But yeah, I totally remember that. And then also later I had some Navy SEALs come to Austin. They wanted to meet with me, and they took me at the Access TV studio. They go, "Watch this." They put a VHS tape on, and it was a drone following me and my crew out of the hotel. And they used us as part of the exercise of how to track terrorists. And they only let us see them following our SUV and following us. And then, you know, took the VHS tape out of the machine, but just wanted to show me that. Isn't that crazy?
Oh, it does. And what people need to understand is when we did this operation, they had hired actors with FX kits, everything.
They said, "Please, I'm an American, not the camp. Don't take my guns. I've got the video. It's in my film, Police State."
Yeah, and they're screaming the whole nine yards. The same thing is happening now. And America and the world better understand. I heard Steve Quayle say something very interesting on your show, where he said, "We're getting ready to enter the Red Sea moment." And that's almost the moment I'm praying for, that God works a great miracle. But from everything I'm seeing, all the research I've done, we are getting ready to enter the Nezha-Kenebra moment. We are now getting ready to have God's hedge of protection removed. And it is going to be up to the men of this country to stand up and do something. We must fight peacefully. We must do civil disobedience, but understand, they are not going to stop. At some point, you need to become men again.
Well, that's what's happening is the first is the awakening, because they want us up front before the public knows what's going on to be violent. No. The legislatures organizing with leaders, that's why they're going up for Ted Cruz and Josh Hawley. They know they're real leaders. Yeah, this is California. This is Oakley. So this was hundreds of actors trained. Now, that's skipping ahead to, like, Maine. No, no, go back, go back. But this was being the intro of the film. But the point is, I have like an hour of them saying, "I'm sorry, where'd you get the gun?" "Well, I got it in San Francisco." And, like, literally door-to-door admitting gun confiscation drills. But you're saying you were there, Christian.
Yeah, no, I was a part of the entire two-week operation.
And you guys had big six-wheeled armored vehicles. What are those called?
Well, we had everything there. I'm not sure the parts you're in. We were directly in the Oak Knoll Hospital area off of Seminole. But when we were doing the door-to-doors through Oakland, we were utilizing robots to go through the doors. All these robots we're seeing now, they were there. I have the photos.
Yeah, that was 22 years ago.
Yeah, 1998. That's an affirmative. Operation Urban Warrior, Bay Area.
And then we caught them. Again, the Marines aren't bad. It's the officers doing it. We caught them on the East Coast doing drills where they get the local YMCA kids to go spy on their parents and report where the guns are in the small towns.
Yeah, that's correct. You know, and it's just amazing because there was a lot of movements that I'm seeing in D.C. now that are the same thing, you know. And for our military brothers and sisters out there, understand that the highest ups are corrupt tyrants.
Well, they're pedophiles.
You made an oath. Yes, you made an oath.
You don't get in that club unless you screw little kids.
That you're damn right. You are damn right. You do bloodletting, you screw them, you use them up, And that's how you start making your bones with Satan. You know, and our military needs to understand, they made that oath to defend the Constitution of the United States from all enemies, foreign and domestic. And we have domestic enemies, and they will need to do something, or they will be on the downside of the greatest takeover in the world's history. And they need to understand that. You know, this is not a game. You know, and even for a quick story in D.C. off of Virginia Avenue, we walk up, there's a man dead in the middle of the street on Virginia Avenue. There's five police officers standing around him doing nothing. So I run up there, you know, and I ask, I go, hey, what's going on? Oh, he's dead. I go, you're not doing CPR? Well, due to new COVID regulations, we don't have to perform CPR. And the family's there crying, so I finally had an officer throw me a one-way valve mask, perform CPR for 25 minutes. The fire department finally shows up. It took the fire department five more minutes.
God bless you, brother. It's a breakdown of society.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our one-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Yeah, here's our new single record from Highwayman 2 album, Silver Stallion.
I'm gonna steal me a silver stallion with not a mark upon his silky hide. Jim, he can trust me like a brother.
All right, Jason Jones is an Army veteran, a patriot, a major film director. He's made international awards at huge hit films. He's also written The Race to Save Our Century. Jason Scott Jones and John Zemarek, 5 core principles to promote peace, freedom, and culture of liberty. He was there in D.C. I saw him up there peacefully on the edge of the Capitol. And we witnessed what unfolded that day. Over 1 million people there, a few hundred that went in, most of them peaceful. Some feds posing as, they said, boogaloos, and Antifa was posing as patriots. I'm not saying all the boogaloos are bad, but I am saying it's obviously an accelerationist group that says they are with BLM, so I'm against anybody that's with BLM. I mean, I agree with Black Lives Matter. I don't agree with any of the nuclear family and that black trans women are the most important thing in the world. I don't believe in chopping black men's balls off is the most important thing, but that's all a separate issue here. Mr. Jones, good to have you here with us. You've got the floor here for this is a shorter segment, longer segment coming up. You've got the floor, because I don't want to interrupt you, to tell us what you witnessed, what you saw, and your gut level about where this country is right now, 44 hours from Joe Biden being inaugurated the new communist imperial emperor.
Well, first of all, Alex, it's a privilege to be on your show. And in these past couple of weeks, I've appreciated you and your team more than ever, because you guys, your courage and your leadership has put you on the hot seat. So I want to thank you for being in the vanguard of liberty, the vanguard of freedom. And, you know, I told my friends that were with me at the March to Save America, remember what you saw with your own eyes. Remember it, because the media will begin to get us to even doubt what we saw. And I have to tell you, Alex, that as somebody who was almost a never-Trumper in 2016, came to really appreciate President Trump and his administration for their leadership in fighting for the Uyghur and the other communities I work with, vulnerable ethnic minorities that have suffered from our neoliberal foreign policy, as I became a part of his team, I really don't think I understood MAGA, the MAGA movement, or I didn't really understand who the deplorables were until that day. Because what I saw with my own eyes is I was a few rows behind you when the president was speaking, and then we had to leave early to race to the stage that was never set up for us to speak. So as I was racing through the crowd, the very first thing I saw when I left the VIP area was hundreds and hundreds of Chinese activists standing up against the CCP. They were doing lion dancing. They had big drums, and there were Hong Kong flags, Taiwan flags, and it was a real festive environment. And as I looked towards the Capitol from the Washington Monument, I saw a sea of American flags, but I was struck by the flags of East Turkestan, the flags of Hong Kong. And I don't know if you saw this, Alex, but the Vietnamese community was there in force. I saw dozens of flags of the former South Vietnam. As we raced through the crowd trying to get to the Supreme Court, the parking lot between the Capitol and Supreme Court, where we thought the stage was going to be set up, again, just a very beautiful, and I hate using this word because it's a word of virtue signaling, but it just it accurately says what was there. It was the most diverse crowd I had ever seen in my life. You would see the rainbow Trump flags. You would see Christian groups praying the rosary, walking together. And as we went around the Capitol, to go back, we already saw people up on the steps. And the steps of the backside, it was very peaceful. My concern was tear gas was coming, I guess, from the other side, and there was an elderly woman, and it was actually very dramatic at the, when you're watching it, in a wheel, in a walker climbing up the stairs, I guess to take a selfie. And that's when I saw the look, you came around, and I saw the look on your face, and you just had real, you know, concern. And you went up there, and, you know, you probably stopped on the side of the Capitol facing the Supreme Court. I don't know if it ever breached. There was no breach while we were there. And you got most of the people, you asked them to leave, and seas of people poured off the steps of the Capitol. And it was very heroic, very brave. Then we were walking away. I went back up there as everyone came off. I went back up there to see what was going on. And then your team called me back over to where you guys were. And then as we were walking away, somebody texted someone in your team a photo from inside the Capitol. And I believe it was you or someone on your team said, oh, that's Photoshop. And I said, oh, whew, thank God, that's a good answer. It was Photoshopped. Of course, we found out that it wasn't. But the reality is, for 95% of the people that were there, and I don't know how to judge the size of these crowds, they didn't see any violence. They didn't see any property destruction. And then to the question of who was there, I've been involved with the Republican Party for 30 years, and maybe many people could look, I've worked for the RNC, I've been maybe a part of what you call the swamp, and I didn't understand what was MAGA. That day I realized, what are all these rainbow Trump flags and the South Vietnamese community and all these Cubans and all these, what do they all have in common? One thing, it dawned on me. These were the folks that the neoliberal establishment that transcends both parties truly see as deplorable, as Hillary Clinton gave them that name, actually. And what she means by that is they don't deserve representation in Washington, D.C. We destroyed their countries and they emigrated here. Their interests don't matter. You're gay and you're conservative, shut up, deplatformed. You're black and conservative, we can call you any name in the book and abuse you on all social media platforms. You don't matter. You're a Uyghur and Apple uses your family to make the products. Go away. You can't share those articles on Facebook. The President Trump and the Trump administration fought for them. And that's what that group had in common. And the media will never tell the truth about the people that were there. But I said to my friends who were with me, it's going to be a scary time, and it is going to be dangerous to stand with these folks. But we must stand with these folks. We must stand with these people that no one has wanted to represent. And now they're trying to paint with broad brushes. As you and your team have, as a reporter, I've gone to Antifa events, and I've seen a lot of violence and arson and serious crimes, and those are called peaceful protests. This event where well over 95% of those folks were peaceful and didn't even see any shenanigans from their perspective. The gaslighting to me was the gaslighting by the media, and then this response to the gaslighting by our military and our government. You know, it's one thing to tell a lie. It's another to seem like you believe your own lies. It was all quite horrifying, Alex, and it just convinced me that we have to double down on our commitment to freedom of speech, freedom of religion, free and fair elections, and you know, we're not going anywhere. We're going to keep standing up. Oh, I thought Alex was still here. Okay. So yeah, That's what I got. Really? Thank you, guys.
President Trump won in a landslide on November 3rd, but the globalists weren't going to let that happen. They had to have some way to repudiate the populist movement emanating from the United States that had spread across the world from the UK to Brazil. They were desperate. They admitted their own publications. They didn't know what to do. And so they put out 80 million fake ballots, violated state law, and stole it better than Dallas. And now they're coming after the president. They're coming after you. They're coming after me. They're shutting everybody off. The internet, they're trying to totally censor us. And that's why InfoWars is still in the fight, because we knew this was coming. We told you this was coming. We were the first main target, and we're still on air at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com and Bandon Video. Without your word of mouth, without your prayer, without your financial support, we can't stay on air. So while you still can, go to InfoWarsStore.com and get storable foods and high-quality products, supplements, you name it, at InfoWarsStore.com.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Segment. I meant it. I was listening on my headphones. I got a wireless headphone earpiece, but I was signing some documents and shoving a chicken feed in my mouth, taking a little 5-minute, 6-minute break. And I'm like, I'm finishing up as I walk back to the desk. I'm listening to every word he's saying. I'm like, I'm trying to get back to the desk. Like, Alex, are you there? But Jason Jones is here, great author, great filmmaker. And look, I want to be so clear here. Thank you for coming to D.C. on the 6th. Trump called for it. We're fighting fraud. We wanted 10 days. Of investigation by the Senate, totally constitutional. The Democrats have done similar things before. Now they're trying to outlaw our speech. But they did have Antifa and groups saying they were Proud Boys, which I thought was more Antifa, staging the attack. And then they got a few idiots from Q who were not violent. The woman wasn't violent. Q Shaman wasn't violent, other than she broke a window out. She didn't deserve to die.
But you could see this coming a mile away. So I'm not mad at somebody that got into Q, because Q covered a lot of real stuff. I'm not mad at anybody. I'm not saying if you're in the Boogaloos that you yourself are a bad person. I'm saying this is a perfect cutout for the feds to come in and lead groups to do things, and a bunch of Boogaloos said they were in the Capitol and were part of this. I mean, you don't want that known? I mean, wow. So that's the reality. I'll go wherever the truth is. It doesn't matter to me. I'm like a heat-seeking missile. That's just boom. I'm tracked in. I'm signed over to God, literally. I have free will, but I've turned it over. I can't stop going towards the truth. And so you warned about Q and its esoteric nature and how with Christ everything is out in the open. With the occult, it's hidden. And you're really worried about a term you're coining, and I am too. What happens when it all crashes in and Trump is gone in a couple days and the delusion is over? Don't do something crazy, the globalists are hoping. Don't. Just understand that you were deceived, but not all the info. The left's like, oh, Jones is attacking Q now. That means he doesn't believe there's child molesters. What about Jeffrey Epstein? We expose it all. Or he doesn't believe there's a new world order. See, it's like Q then owned all that, so then when Q lies about all these other things, these dates, it discredits it. You can see it. So the movement was exploding. Q came along to take control of it with intelligence ops. We now know that well-known intelligence ops that I know personally flipped to Q at the end because they were controlled. General Flynn's a great guy. He just wanted to lead an army that was waiting there with Q, but he still didn't control it. He's a good guy. So, Jason, go ahead, and we'll take some calls at next segment, a little bit in the next hour. Joe Salente said on at 15 after. Get into Q aside, this term you're coining.
Yeah, you know, I have a great worry because people have such faith in Q. I've been startled at people in my life, people I love and know from I went to high school with, college with, served in the Army. They're just I'm getting inundated with these texts and forwards that their source. They all have these sources. And I'll call them and I'll say, listen, you know, put that aside for now. Please stop sharing this information. It's from an anonymous source. It's communicated in a way that's ambiguous and you can't verify what they state. When you have an ambiguous statement from an anonymous source that cannot be verified, you can't support it or refute it, all that can lead to is infighting and mistrust. And then that's the structure, the very structure. It doesn't matter even the content of what they say. It doesn't matter what you say. When it's from an anonymous source, said in an ambiguous way that cannot be verified or refuted, the only thing you have then is argument.
Right. It is a satanic action. God's laws right. are out in the open, emblazoned, totally clear. With Satan, it's all secretive. It's all esoteric.
Right. And then they linked it to Trump. And so there are all of these folks who have rightly understood that they don't have representation in Washington. The big tech companies treat them like garbage. Then they place all of their hope in Trump through Q, not even Trump. And here's something I predict, that they made a messiah out of Trump, and then what happens? We know this. They wave you in with palms, then they nail you to the cross. So I expect to see a turn against President Trump from Q for not being the messiah that they said he was. He's just a man. He's just a political, you know, he's just a man who ran for president.
Who fought hard against overwhelming odds that we should celebrate and pray for and support.
That's right. So they waved him in with palms, and I anticipate Q will then nail him to the cross. I really try not even to follow it closely, because you should never follow something you know is not true. If it's anonymous, ambiguous, and not verifiable, don't even look at it, because all it can do is taint your mind.
Well, notice whatever you talk about or I talk about, I show them right here. Here's the person saying it. But notice the media will say, Jones said he hates black people. They won't show the clip because it's a lie. Or Trump hates all Mexicans. Won't show the clip because it's a lie. And it's the same tactic. They don't show you because they're lying.
Yeah, they're lying. And that's what's really been startling, Alex. I don't know about you. Maybe I am naive. I always assume that if you're a writer for a major news publication, that you went to college, you became a journalist because you were interested in truth. What happened along the way that they flock like birds, with overwhelming dishonesty? And that's what's shocking. I even got worried because I did 3 episodes on my podcast, The Jason Jones Show, on Q, and I thought, I hope I wasn't overly charitable. Because I try to be, and I was kind and gentle, and I asked a lot of questions, but it was clear, very clear that I was, opposing Q. I just wanted to make sure they couldn't take a clip, because that's what they do. And again, I completely understand we do have a problem in all of our institutions, our public schools. I'm Catholic, the Catholic Church, Hollywood, with sex abuse. We're not saying these things are not real, but there's one thing to say that there's Hollywood has a pedophile problem, which it most definitely does. There was a great documentary several years ago, Open Secret, that talks about it. Then to say somebody has a strange Instagram page and they're a well-known liberal, then they call this person a pedophile.
Well, exactly. It creates an inquisition or a witch hunt about things that are not proven or don't even have evidence, when all the pedophilia is on TV, the pedophilia is everywhere, the pedophilia is at drag queen story time and all these Netflix shows. What are you looking for it in a gutter hole instead of when it's on television?
Yeah, or ritualistic child sacrifice. We all have abortion clinics in our neighborhoods. You don't have to look very far for all of these things.
And by the way, it turns out a lot of abortionists are Satanist high priests, and they are doing rituals.
Yeah, there was that abortionist several years ago in New Orleans who was arrested for using the fat. I don't even want to say.
There's another one in Kansas. There's a bunch of them. It's
despicable.
But damn, when you're doing late term abortions, particularly killing 8 month old babies all day, you're satanic. I mean, there's
no 100%. But what Q does?
You haven't seen like the doctors go, I like the babies. They're mine. Go by. I don't want Jesus. Never Jesus. You seen those videos?
No, I did see the one at the hotel. That was very weird.
Those are bunch of them. They'll just go, hi, how are you doing? I love Satan. The babies are mine. I'll find the videos. It's crazy.
No, Alex, I saw it with my own eyes, and you saying it, even though I saw it, when you say it, it's like, oh, that's crazy. But it's true. So there's enough truth things out there that we can say. And the other thing is, my other problem with Q is not just that it's Gnostic, but that it's calumny. I was on a Q site after being on your show. I was talking to you and I did this, and they said I was signaling. I don't even know what I was doing, but I did that. And it's so strange. Or they'll
attack. It makes everyone guilty but themselves. Which, again, I grew up watching 7-Up commercials where they're like, oh, delicious. I mean, that to me means it's delicious. I mean, in Italian, it means delicioso. No. My intent's what matters. If I put my thumb and my index finger together, I'm not a Satanist. Judge a free by its fruits, as Christ said. But that guy, that's how the Pharisees always were, too. They did all these evil things, but they would nitpick everybody else.
Yeah, no, and that's exactly right, Alex. And one thing is, like, calumny. You have been probably, you should write a book on maintaining inner peace, because you have been, and your team, you have been the target of the worst types of calumny. Calling, you know, racist, bigot, things that you have people you love that you don't want them to hear that because you love them and you don't want them to think that you think some way about them. I don't know how you handle that, really. Calumny, so you know better than anyone. Saying something about someone that's not true is horrible. And it's sometimes we can get swept away in anger and politics and say something, but we need to be very disciplined, and we cannot go around spreading gossip or sharing unsubstantiated rumors. And that's something else that we see in the Q community. And then my friends will say, oh, I'm just sharing information. It's up for other people to decide. Well,
yeah, but I mean,
no
Tom Hanks wasn't arrested. Hillary wasn't arrested. And it's bulls. So stay there. I want to come back and take calls with you from Jefferson and Preston and Izzy and Richard. We'd hold them. We really appreciate them holding today from the D.C. March. They were all there with you and I. And so we appreciate them holding.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible. The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
No one was buying the election. No one was buying the fraud. And the consortium with Antifa and Boogaloos went in to accelerate. I got the Boogaloos right here taking credit for it. I've had some people tell me, minority listeners, well, it's time for a war, really. Led by Q Shaman taking selfies and people getting shot with rubber bullets. This was a joke. The government is the political system. We have to change it. Anyone that says we don't want any government, BLM, kill all the police, overthrow, they don't want to get rid of the police. They want to take it over. So, yes, I'm identifying who I saw with my own eyeballs and who I went and later realized online with their own admissions was involved in this. Antifa launched the attacks. They were in charge. People claiming they were with the Boogaloos. And then they got some Q people to follow them in who were peaceful. And then I went and looked and saw all these people with the Boogaloos saying they did it. They were there. Tracked who they are. They're not even hiding it. So I just wonder, why these guys are being protected. because the FBI created a bunch of militias they controlled. I'm not against the militia. I believe in the Constitution. But that's a well-regulated, local-controlled civil defense. I don't want just random warlords running around saying they're the militia in mask storming buildings. So if it is the Boogaloos, I invite them on. One of the Boogaloo guys called my security guy that he met in Virginia that we actually had on the show when we were in D.C., saying how glorious it was. We had him on to give his view. Then come on. I mean, I'm not powerful enough like Q or a Boogaloo, but, you know, if one of you people want to come on the show and debate this, I'd love to do it. But Jason Jones, I want to take a few calls from Jefferson, Preston, Izzy, and Richard. But the term you're coining here, Q aside, yes, I'm really worried that some people, when Trump flies away on Air Force One, they're saying like 35 hours. They say he's going to leave pretty early in the morning to Mar-a-Lago. The Democrats are already trying to keep him from being in Mar-a-Lago. It's crazy. What do you expect the Q people to do when Joe Biden's sworn in?
Well, I think this is where, just as a Christian, we need to make sure people have hope. I mean, you know, people, even at the rally, when the first Stop the Steal rally, I said, I have hope. Whatever happens, I have hope. Christians had hope at the collapse of the Weimar Republic. Christians had hope in Bolshevik Russia.
The collapse of Rome.
The collapse of Rome. We are still, even though there are these dark clouds, we are still in a better position than most Christians in the history of humanity. So why would I lose my hope? So we need to be a strong voice of hope. There was a woman who was at the flew her private jet to the Capitol. My wife said she saw her on a news program today where she said that she's done with politics, that the government's controlled by pedophile groups, and so she's never going to vote again, and she's done. And that's my fear. That's a mild reaction. You know, she's just done with politics. I'm afraid some are just going to really despair. And so that's where we need to be, just a strong voice of hope and say that we know. My daughter always quotes Frodo from Lord of the Rings. We saved the Shire, but not for us. We're on the long walk to Mordor. Our responsibility is to leave this country better than we found it for our posterity, regardless of the odds before us, and go forward, daily, happily.
But isn't it the Shire that matters? Because we're going to die, but the Shire goes on. Our communities go on. That really is all that matters. In fact, that's not selfless to die for your people. You should selfishly do that because you came out of those people and others will come out of you. This is the community.
Yes, that's right. And I think a lot of the Q impulse is a lack of fortitude. They hope that there's a secret team of patriots that has a plan that's getting everything done for them. That's reassuring. What's not reassuring is we live in a dark and chaotic time, like most times in human history. Most places and most times are dark and confused and chaotic, and we have to sail our little boats across these raging seas. And sometimes the sun is out and it's calm, and sometimes a storm is raging.
Well, that's right. I don't want to apologize, but I'm going to be honest with the audience. I got very negative earlier in the show, but only people to wake up, because there's a balance. I want hope. But is that what you said? But admit how bad it is to make it better. Because other people need to hear how bad it is to finally, they're not even worried about hope. They just think everything's okay. And it's those folks I'm worried about.
Yeah, no, you gotta look a nightmare in the face to tame it. And we can't hide from it. We have to look what we're facing. You know, abortion. Today, Joe Shidler passed away. I don't know if you heard, Alex.
No,
great hero of the pro-life movement, really the godfather, founding father of the pro-life movement. And, you know, we have now abortion through all 9 months in many states like New York for any reason. And we'll see a push for that. We see the CCP clamping down from Hong Kong to East Turkestan. So there we see famine right now in Ethiopia. There's a famine. I wish the mainstream media would cover these things, which they do not. So this is the ones that they label as hateful and bigots. We're the ones that are fighting for these people, donating to charities that are caring and for these folks, and we just need to keep doing that. We need to double down, start close to home. I just got rid of all big tech. I'm doing what I call big tech sit. I'm leaving. I'm getting away from big tech every way possible. I've already moved off of all my social media accounts. And what I want to do is now become very intentional in how I communicate and very intentional in how I do my work.
That's right. We think use those big platforms, that gives them the power. We take our art somewhere, you build it, they will come. You have to then start making it about the speciality of, and that's what they want to cut off. Big Tech wants to cut off in person, don't they? Because there's that communal experience where you all see the same film or hear the same orchestra or hear the same pastor or you all see the same event. They want it because our souls touch each other much closer than we have. Really, it's not esoteric. It's a psychic spiritual event that they want to cut off.
Yeah, and that's what we need to do. Let's re-knit together our communities. Let's be intentional. I made a list of my wife, my kids, my grandkids, the godparents to my children, my siblings, and I made a chart and said, you know, I've been so pulled into social media for a decade or more now that it's made me lazy and lacking intent in how I build relationships with the people I'm most responsible to. And I think so. We should all reassess.
Exactly. It cheapens it all. Let's take some calls. You can make a summation on that. That's a great idea. I want to have you back on, Jason Jones, just to talk about that specifically. Thank you, Preston and Izzy and Richard and Jefferson. I don't want to abuse you guys. Some of you have been holding over an hour and 20 minutes. I apologize. Izzy in Ohio, you're on the air with two Joneses. Go ahead.
Alex, hey. I was actually trying to catch up with you on the march down to the Capitol.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you were long gone, but I noticed once I got down there, they shot that flare up into the sky by the inauguration stage. Did you see that?
The red flare in an emergency, yeah.
Yeah. Well, then I saw, like, these people coming back, and one guy, I stopped him, and he said, I said, where are you going? He said, I just beat up three cops, and he had a police baton sticking out of his hoodie. He had, like, a gray hoodie on. And then I'm walking up further, and this guy and this lady are walking out. And she said she just got tear gas, and I'm standing face to face with her, and I didn't smell a thing. And I said, here, I say, I got a backpack full of water. You need it? And they looked at me like I had 10 heads. And then I get up, and I'm right by the base of the scaffold on the left, and I'm looking up, and I'm like, man, this ain't grassroots. And then all of a sudden, this group shoves me aside, and they were being led by a guy with a red leather Che Guevara communist-type hat on, with like a little chains on it with a hammer and sickle. And they were making a beeline for that back door.
Well, that's what I saw, was a bunch of communists and a bunch of boogaloos. And then the boogaloos went and bragged that they invaded and ran the whole thing. And now I guess their federal bosses don't want that set on air. But, I mean, they can come on and debate that all day, how they're allowed to do that. Everybody else gets arrested. The last thing we want is to attack the Capitol. But, see, I'm not an accelerationist. I'm a restorationist. I want our republic back. I want our country back. I want to move forward without all the Satanism. And I'm not here to win popularity contest with the globalists or the FBI or the Q people or the boogaloos or anybody. And that's what it comes down to.
And then I'm standing there, and we're kind of pondering what we're going to do, you know, whether we're going to leave or not. And all of a sudden, this guy walks up next to me, and he's got a backpack, and it looked like he had like some brass sticking out of the top of it, like he just robbed some offices or something inside the Capitol. So me and my partner, we got the hell out of there.
Well, brother, God bless you. You came for the right reason. It got hijacked by evil. All the other Trump events were peaceful. We got set up by a bunch of rabble. 99% of people didn't go in. A few hundred went in. And we'll talk about that with Jason Jones when we come back. I want to play a few of these clips. Do 50 more minutes with Jason Jones. We're going to talk to Richard, Preston, and Jefferson. That'll be it for calls. We'll be right back with hour number four, then Gerald Celente at 20 after takes over. Please don't forget, if you don't fund us, we won't be here, and we're up against the enemy. We want to stay on air, this platform for everybody, so thank you for your support. Spread the word about band.video. Spread the word about InfoWars.com. Tell them the truth's alive during all this censorship, and realize that we've got big sales, 50% off of the supplements that have to end in about a week. So take advantage. The globalist storm is here. Get prepared while you still can.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.